Yeah, what father isn't going to be playing a little air guitar to that music? Happy Father's Day, Arizona. Happy Father's Day weekend, I guess I should say. It is a Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning. That'll get it done for you on a Saturday morning, won't it? That fires you up, doesn't it, Rome? Oh, yeah. We're here for you like we are every Saturday morning. We have a very special guest in studio. We've been able to reach up into the high, high echelons of Arizona management and bring in and recruit the commissioner from the Arizona Real Estate Department, Mrs. Judy Lowe. Miss Judy, thank you so much for taking time. I know you want to get home and start your Father's Day weekend celebrations, but thanks a bunch. We've been waiting for this day for a long time to get you in here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on this wonderful weekend.
Oh, boy. The Arizona Real Estate Department. Boy, that I'd like to do a study of the history of that department, particularly after this conference that Jennifer and I just returned from. We went to an evening event at Oro Valley Country Club, and the presenter had us in stitches over the printed ads when Oro Valley first subdivided, and the stories of him hiring legions of salespeople and sending them to Milwaukee and Minneapolis and Chicago, promising them a lake you can water ski in. You know, it was the Garden of Eden, and maybe selling one lot to more than two or three people. His company, Romy, at one time in the 60s, was the third largest employer of Pima County.
Wow. And I may be wrong, but to my knowledge, there's no lake to water ski on Oro Valley, is there?
It would be a really small boat and a really small pair of skis. Have you seen the YouTube with the squirrel? Water ski of mine, the radio
about that. I didn't think that ever.
But Miss Judy, it hit me, and knowing you were coming in today, I thought we have got to put a show together about the land scams history the last 50 years in Arizona. There's been some pretty colorful characters in our history, haven't there?
There really have been, and you wonder whether they were entrepreneurs or fraudsters. Because, you know, Horizon Land, which was the developer of Oro Valley, used to go to Chicago in the middle of winter and show our sunshine and say, you know, if you were in Arizona, you could be lying by the swimming pool right now. Yeah. And imagine, then they would actually bring those individuals that were interested out, or they would sell land sight unseen. So, good question. Entrepreneurs or fraudsters?
Well, and a similar story of Prescott Valley, which at the time was Antelope Valley, then it was Grass Valley, then it was Prescott Valley. They built that little motel there just to fly civil servants from Chicago up there to put them in the room so they could sell the lot to four or five of them at one time.
That's right, the same lot.
Well, how long have you been at the Department of Real Estate?
I've been there going on 9 years. Okay. Governor Jan Brewer appointed me in 2009. And our current governor, Doug Ducey, reappointed me a year and a half ago.
Well, congratulations. And your world has been Southern Arizona real estate?
It has been. Okay. I grew up in Tucson and started as a real estate secretary at the front desk in an office. And then ended up, just before taking this position, selling one of the largest real estate companies in Southern Arizona.
Well, when the idea came up that we should have you on, because the topic of flipped homes comes up often on our show, really often, I thought, well, y'all can call her and ask her, but she might be too mad at me.
Why would I be mad at you?
You know, let's talk about y'all's role in policing your industry.
Well, Rosie, you know, there are 83,000 real estate licensees in Arizona, and the department oversees the licensing, the renewal of the new licensing, the renewal of those 83,000 real estate licensees. And then we're also charged with protecting the public through creating oversight of the activities of the real estate licensees. Always considering that our mission statement is to protect the Arizona constituents in their real estate transactions.
Okay. Well, that's very close to our vision and mission statement.
I read that.
To become every Arizona homeowner's best friend by educating them and instructing them and protecting them and hopefully along the way entertaining them just a little bit. I don't have many regrets in my life. My dad taught me not to live that way. But one regret I do have is allowing my real estate license to lapse. When I was in college back in the 70s, taking real estate class at ASU from Dr. Jay Butler.
Ooh, one of the best.
One of the best. He was our real estate professor. You were actually qualified to test out on your license after you finished, I think, two semesters of his real estate class. And so I tested out, had my real estate license for about 10 years, and then just let it lapse, and I wish I had.
I wish you hadn't. And, you know, the department has just put together a new program with ASU, which will offer a real estate minor, including the licensing, taking the exam, and moving real estate education to the next highest level in education.
What are the current credentials for getting licensed?
90 hours of in-classroom instruction. Taking the
you had me thinking I should get my real estate license. They said 90-hour classroom. I'd make it 9 minutes. I'd be like, all right, where's
it
a book I
can
just go
fast.
Read this?
Those 90 hours are exciting.
I get in the classroom, I just get anxious and fidgety, and I'm like, I can't stand a classroom.
No, this would be so interesting that you would enjoy it.
Is it an outside class? Can you at least go do it on the lawn under some trees or something?
I don't know if that's offered or not.
Real estate law is very, very intriguing.
It is. Yep. It is. And stories like you just experienced last week, hearing stories about real estate, you know, those very activities is exactly what helped put in place the laws around developing a subdivision in Arizona, which we oversee for all of the builders, subdividers, and developers.
Yeah, we had to put an end to selling the same plot three different times.
We did.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a good thing. But that lesson that we got at Oro Valley Country Club, which was a beautiful place, beautiful setting, triggered the idea in my mind that I'm going to put together a show just on the colorful real estate schemes we've seen in Arizona. And I got here in 65, and they were kind of winding down then, but we've had a few since then.
Well, and there are wonderful speakers that could interact with you on your show.
I'd love to put a crew of them together to talk about that. What's making the phone ring at the department today?
Well, of course, property management, but we're not going to get into that today. That's a 90-hour course in itself almost. Property management, the idea that there are or maybe unlicensed individuals who are practicing real estate in Arizona, and the consumer may not know that the individual that they're working with really doesn't have a real estate license.
What is that person risking by doing that? The one practicing real estate without his license, what are the ramifications for them?
Maybe harm. Maybe a loss of the ability to close on a property that they want because there's a lack of education there. The inability to really come to the department and have the department take action against an unlicensed individual, we cannot do that. The only thing that we can do with an unlicensed individual is to issue a cease and desist,
okay,
which forces them to stop doing what they're doing. And then we would refer that case to for civil action at the AG's office or with the county attorney in the county that that individual is operating in.
And starting in the real estate as a receptionist administrator, in what decade was that?
I'm not going to tell you.
Was that in the 70s?
It was in the late 70s, early 80s.
So you have seen your share of a little of real, I call it the real estate roller coaster ride, the ups and the downs. But I don't know, so I've been in it a little longer than you, but we never saw one like we saw in 06, 7, 8, 9.
It has been a very sad time in Arizona's history. I will say that we feel like we're recovering.
Strongly, too.
Strongly. We don't want to go back to what we experienced in 06, but we are seeing a nice, solid, strong stabilization of our market, getting back to where a seller and owner can realize some appreciation in ownership. Getting back to a time when buyers have the qualifications to be able to buy again. It's a good time in Arizona real estate.
Any time you can get equity back in the picture, it's a good time.
That's right.
Oh, boy, those upside-down equity roller coasters are not very fun. We're here at Rosie on the House this hour with Commissioner for the Arizona Real Estate Department, Mrs. Judy Lowe. If you have a question for Ms. Judy, you're welcome to call her. We'll take in calls at 1-888-767-4348. Talking real estate and the world of realtors. And we're going to be talking a little bit about our topic of the day. Things you should be aware of, things you should be researching. What's your due diligence you should put upon yourself to look into the house you're considering buying? More with Mrs. Judy Lowe in just a few minutes.